Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I am currently on tour. These dates I have coming up. In April, I'm going to be in Point Pleasant, New Jersey and Key West, Florida. In May, I'm going to be in Los Angeles. I'm also going to be in Washington, D.C. June, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City and Cleveland. July, I'm going to be in Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto. And it says Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto again. So I'm only doing one show there, but it says it twice on my list. I don't know why I had to say that, because you can't see it. JimNorton.com/tour.
Let's cross ladies, because we're having a sword fight with Nikki and Jim, Nikki and Jim. There's one hot lady and the other is worm-like. It's Nikki and Jim Norton.
Oh, God.
Jim, I put my coffee over there. Would you get it? I know.
And that's how we start. That's how we begin, with me having to get up and get, or you'll get a thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, my wife left her coffee. Here's my impression of what was going on for the last 15 minutes. You're so pretty. Oh my God, you're so pretty. Oh my God, you're so pretty.
I think you're gorgeous.
I think you're beautiful too.
My first time meeting you.
Yes, in person. I've only ever seen you on Instagram. We've chatted a little bit in DMs, mostly about clothes. I feel like it's always like, that looks really cute, or that looks really cute. But it was our first time meeting in person.
You're a total vixen.
You're so sweet. I love you so much for saying that.
I mean it. Yes.
I think that you're so beautiful. Your skin's amazing. Don't
thank
judge me.
You.
But I'm like,
well, you know, it's good for skin, so you can thank me for that.
Do you know what I've told Jim? That you have the greatest set of tits I've seen in anyone.
Oh my, you know what's so funny?
Beautiful.
Yesterday, I went to go get my nails done, my nails and my eyebrows, and the lady that always, I book my nails with the same lady because she just does a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I always go in like looking like an actual fucking gremlin, because I'm always wearing just like a giant sweater and like sweatpants or like whatever, no makeup, my hair's not done. For whatever reason, I was wearing like a tighter outfit, I guess, and I took the sweater off because it was kind of warmer yesterday. And I'm standing at the sink washing my hands after she does her thing, and she walks up next to me and she goes, "You have a beautiful body." And I was like, "Oh, thanks. Thank you. That's really nice." And she goes, she comes really, really close to my face. She goes, "Those are real? Those are real?" Looking at my boobs. And I was like, "No, they're actually fake." And she was like, "Oh."
Wow.
She goes, "They're so beautiful. Where'd you go?" She's like this Vietnamese lady. She was like enthralled with my tits after that. She's like, "Can I touch?" She like puts her hands up. She's like, "Can I touch?" I was like, "Yeah, go ahead. Like, I don't mind if women touch my boobs. Go for it." And she was like,
"Oh, wow.
Oh, my. Oh, so nice." I actually texted her, my surgeon, because she was like, "My husband said, yes, I can go."
Wow.
She's like, she had 3 kids. She wanted to get her.
She brings the husband, the kids, and they'll just grab your tits. "Oh, these are nice, mommy. We wish yours felt like this." That's such a different interaction than men would have.
Right?
Like, you know, nobody can go over, like, "Your bulge is very impressive.
I would love to touch your tits."
You can touch
really?
Them, please. Yes.
Wow. See, they're beautiful.
Can thank you. Yes, of course.
Oh, my God. I want one of those. 2 of those.
You don't just get one. That'd be really awful.
You can start with one and then get the other one if you like.
On layaway. Yeah, we'll see how we like it.
I love your titties.
Thank you. I love them, too. This is my second set. I've gone through 2 freaking surgeries to get these.
Did you go through another one?
I went through 2. My first set, I had all these weird nonsense that happened with it.
I think I knew that. I think you told me that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had to like get them replaced.
I had to get them replaced. I had to take them out from under the muscle. I had to put them over the muscle. And then he added like this mesh little bra thing that's like internal.
Are you used to them now?
Perks them up. Yeah. I'm used to
them. They look better than ever. Changed your life, right?
Changed my whole life. Mm. It's crazy.
I remember you were talking about doing that on Chip. And like, I haven't seen you since you got even your first. I don't think I've seen you since you got your first implants.
Oh my God, you're right.
I don't think I've seen you in person since
then.
Were you completely flat chested, like
a
boy?
Like a boy.
No, she had like A cups. You had breasts, but it was.
I meant your
mine.
Husband. Partner.
Yours might be a little bigger.
I think they are. Fucking fat pig.
Oops.
Disgusting fat pig. Have another Huel, fatso. Have another fucking Huel delicious meal snack. Not even a sponsor.
I'll turn you into chocolate cow.
I forgot. Nikki wanted to take control of the podcast today. You told me she wanted to run the podcast. So I forgot, love, until
No, because we've had all these comedians on. And to be honest, sometimes I catch myself, they're just yapping. Like, they're just talking about this material that they're going to deliver. And I want to have a conversation, person to person. And I know that Sia's like that, bitch. Like, she'll have a conversation.
Yeah.
She's not here to be like, wait, what? This a Chip is like crazy.
See, what are you doing, Chip? That's not how you run the show.
Okay.
That's not how you run the show.
I love Chip. I have to talk with you about Chip.
Oh, Chip. I can't believe that was like, was it 3 years I was on Chip?
You were on Chip from the pandemic until...
I know you don't drink, but do you mind that I open
no,
it?
No, please, go ahead. I'm okay.
Alky. you were doing... I wasn't going to do it again. I started doing it, and you were on the podcast online, and we finally met after like... Oh, no, we had met in L.A. years ago.
We met in L.A. That was my first time doing Chip, and that was just kismet. I just happened to be there.
Right.
And Phil knew I was a big Chip fan, because my husband introduced me to Chip before, because he was a big fan of ONA.
Really?
And so we watched every single Chip episode. I just happened to be at AfterBuzz that day, and Phil was like, you like Chip, right? He's like, you're a big fan. And I was like, yeah. He's like, they're recording here in 20 minutes. Can you stay? Do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah.
I remember that.
Oh.
I like almost had a fucking panic attack sitting in the other room. The other girls hated me so much because I would not tell them what the podcast was.
Oh, they didn't know.
They didn't know. And they were like, look, you have to pretend like you don't know what the podcast is because that's a bit.
Do they
like,
also
okay.
hate you because you're hot?
I don't know. They were really mad that I wouldn't tell them what the podcast was.
They were all kind of cute, if I remember. It was like this. They would do these like AfterBuzz would do all these like after the reality show. They would talk about it and
for Chip.
No. But for like TV shows. But they were all kind of cute. Mm-hmm. We have too many beverages up here. Jesus Christ, this is
I'm
terrible.
Sorry.
What are we doing?
I put my water down many, here because I was like
too many beverages.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Look at you.
No.
It's all beverages.
Coffee, champagne, the drill.
You gotta have all of it.
Stevia.
Water, all the things.
I did meet your partner before.
You walked by him on the way out.
Right on the door when I was smoking. And he goes, wow, Nick, it's so nice to meet you. And he goes, you're beautiful. And I'm like, oh, the same to you. You're gorgeous. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry. That was just I'm autistic. But it was very nice meeting Nick.
He's a very sweet boy. He's nice.
You know how hard it is as a husband going, Nick, meet my wife, Nick. Oh, that doesn't feel right.
Wait.
All right, so you wanted to run the show, so whatever I've been doing wrong, you go ahead.
So did you ever feel like Chip kind of like changed the dynamic of like what you were trying to do in sense of this whatever?
You know what's interesting? Actually, yes. It was it was a little bit of a turning point because before that I was doing the after shows and like hosting where I'd go on red carpets and interview people from shows and movies and stuff like that. It was really interesting. It was really cool. I got to meet a lot of people. It was fun work. Mm-hmm. But what I realized in doing that is you don't get to be your super weird self.
Right.
When you're doing that. You're highlighting these other things, which is fine. It was cool to talk about stuff that I really enjoyed, like Marvel and comic books. And I just got to let my nerd flag fucking go nuts.
And guys like that, by the way. Guys love a hot, nerdy woman. It drives guys crazy.
You love Marvel, right?
I love all kinds of nerdy shit.
I've seen you in them cosplays. You look so good.
Thank you.
Body is banging.
Oh, I love you. You are so sweet.
I mean it. Isn't it a day to be alive and do OnlyFans and actually profit?
It's, you know what? And I paid my dues. I got the whole being nerdy thing. Yeah, it's great now. But I had to get bullied a lot growing up. So I may as well make some fucking money off of it now.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that growing up it's such not a sexy thing growing up, but then as you get older, guys are like, no, I like an attractive nerdy girl is hot. Guys like it.
They like it. But yeah, when I was growing up, it was not fun. I got made fun of a lot. My nose was always in a book. Like, it was my whole personality was just reading. I was reading Lord of the Rings. I was reading Harry Potter. And then I got to talk about it later in life, and I was like, oh, finally. my time to shine.
Do you know everything about Lord of the Rings?
I love Lord of the Rings. I reread the books not as often, but I rewatch the movies at least once a year.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
I haven't either.
Ever.
Oh,
never watched it. I've never seen Harry Potter.
They should have called me for a role. Because I mean, like, I'm tall and I'm blonde.
You would have made a perfect elf. You should have been cast as young Galadriel.
Instead of a hot bitch?
Instead of that. Yes. She's like this amazingly gorgeous, like, ethereal elf. And they cast this young, like, because they did Rings of Power on Amazon and just completely.
What's Rings of Power?
It's a. Jim is sitting here and he's like, why did I ask her on?
I hate it. What is Rings of Power?
Well, cock ring.
That's what I was thinking.
That I need. You know, power.
Power. I have a few of those. They're great. They're very powerful.
What is Rings of Power?
It's basically set before all the. It was set before all of the events of Lord of the Rings. Now, it's supposed to be taken from, like, the Silmarillion, which is essentially just a textbook of...
Hello.
Everyone watching is going to be like, Jim, seriously? Why? Why?
Some of them will like it, though. I don't understand it, but some of them are fans.
Have you tried anal beans?
No. Are they fun?
I've never tried them. When I used to do, like, webcam and stuff,
yeah.
I have, like, an Amazon wish list.
Yes.
And I've had, like, people buy me 20 glass dildos.
Yes.
And when I had to move out of my apartment because things happened in Norway and I had to sell it. My mom was like, well, all these glass things, what do you want me to do with them?
Did she not know what they were?
No.
She knew what they were.
I was like, you can just keep them.
She pretended she didn't. Hey, what do I do with these? You know, she's double-fisted them. Mom knew.
But then I got rid of my glass dildo collection, and that was a pretty stellar collection of quality glass dildos that I had to let go of.
And those are not cheap, I feel like.
They have, like, octopus designs.
But that's not fun, though. That's not I don't like stuff like that.
People, they love that.
They do, but I don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you like? Do you just like vanilla stuff?
Not even tactile stuff. Like, I don't like dirty outfits I like and stuff like that, but not like... toys. I'm not a big toy guy. Okay. I've never been a big...
Imagine like a filthy crossdresser with stock nylons just gently rubbing and teasing.
Yeah, something filthy I like.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a pervert, but not for... I've never been into like bondage or like toys or like whips. Like, that stuff is just not my thing. Anything that's not part of the person, I was like, it's okay, but... Unless it's clothing.
Have anyone reach out to you to do octopus, like tentacles and stuff?
I don't get too many weird requests, to be honest with you. The weirdest stuff I've ever gotten is people want me to fart on things for them. Mm-hmm. I have not done that.
You have to. And hopefully you have an accident.
Just be like, this was a little whoopsie. I'm going to charge extra for it now.
Yeah.
Or like, just like fester a huge log inside of you for like a week and then just like shit it out on a paper plate. Like, this is the major dump of the week.
This is what you wanted, right? Is this not what you wanted? Did you get ever requests for stuff like that?
Well, no. But like when I was 13, I watched someone poop on a paper plate on Skype.
Was that a fetish thing or were they just was it just weird?
Well, he paid me.
Oh, okay. So that was definitely a fetish thing.
He
actually was a commercial for paper plates.
But you're kind of like an anime girl.
An anime girl? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You wouldn't do very good as anime.
Do you like anime or no?
You know what? I never really watched
anime. No, I don't
anime.
Either. I tried and I was like, I don't get it.
I grew up on Miyazaki films, but I don't know if that counts as anime. It's kind of like the Japanese version of Disney.
Mm. I've never heard of it.
But yeah, anime, for whatever reason, yeah, I just couldn't.
I've never gotten into it because it's like a cartoon. And I don't want to watch children's TV. Like, I would, you know, cartoons, please. I don't care if it's Donald Duck or Scrooge McDuck. I'm not going to watch any cartoon.
Who?
It does nothing to me.
Scrooge
McDuckle.
Scrooge McDuckle?
Uncle Skruva in Norwegian. Uncle Twist.
I don't know. Whatever. She always gets those.
But
who is the one? Who is the cartoon character? The spinach eater that you talked about, the one with the muscles.
Popeye?
Skippy.
No, she called him
Skippy the Captain.
couldn't remember Popeye.
I really like Skippy the Captain. I think we should change it to Skippy the Captain.
We were talking one time, and she's like, you know Skippy the Captain? I'm like, who the fuck is that? And then I figured out it was Popeye.
That's amazing.
Do you get a lot of shit?
Online?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's part of it.
From women?
No, I mean, well, a little bit from women. It is more from men, though. It's interesting. Doing Chip was another. That was my first real, like, experience with being opened up to a large audience like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, people were really,
really
sweet.
They loved you, right?
Yeah, oh, yes. People were very sweet and very, very kind. But some of the rumors that or like things that people would just say that they thought was going on was fucking hysterical.
It changes when you read stuff about yourself online. It changes how I look at other people. Like yes. I see how wrong they are.
Oh, it's so funny. Because before people knew that you and Jim were married, mm-hmm. people thought that Jim and I were dating.
We were having an affair.
We weren't even in the same country.
They didn't know I was in Canada.
Oh,
they didn't
right,
know.
Right.
They had no idea I was in Canada, so they thought we were hooking up, and yep. we literally were not even in the same country.
Well, I'm very pleased that they wouldn't think it would be you than like some other, you know, because you're beautiful well, and gorgeous. So if you guys fucked, I could live with that.
That
fine.
Would be okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're saying if it was something,
I can be friends with you even. That
you're saying if it was like Bob Kelly, and they're like, they think me and Bob are jerking each other off. It's not quite as easy
That's
to swallow.
That's not okay.
I don't yeah. mind if Bob Kelly got jerked off by you. I wouldn't look
like,
at
would you
differently.
Film it for me, maybe?
Yeah. You know what, dude? What a vibe killer. What a vibe killer on your OnlyFans.
But it does. It's so funny. Like, what was the other rumor? People thought that I bought a house because of how much you paid me on Chip. That one.
Oh, that's so. Like, I didn't make enough to buy a house on Chip. How many ads did you see me doing on
wow,
Chip?
Wow, Lyle. Jesus.
Like, I was happy you paid me at all. It covered gas and tolls to get into the city. And yeah. I was like, that's amazing. I was. Wow. I would have done it for free because I just love doing it.
Chip hasn't even bought me panties.
I made very little doing Chip.
No, it was for fun.
It was fun, but it's not fun. Exactly a cash cow. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that one was great. There were a few. Oh, that Anthony stopped doing the show because he hated me. That was another one I saw.
He did? He does?
No, Anthony.
You have great tits.
Anthony loves
that's
me.
That's a rumor.
Oh.
See how I have to deal with, though? Like, you're saying these are rumors, and all of a sudden she's like, wait, that happened? No.
Those are my favorite, though. Anthony, I remember calling into his show once because he was talking about my tits. It was, mm-hmm. I think, right after I got them done.
Yeah.
And he's drunkenly telling me how much he loves me. He's like, Zia, you know, this got cut, by the way. E-Rock tells me afterwards, he's like, we're cutting this from that. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, we're cutting this from the episode. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, why? It's funny. I'm just so happy that you've never slept with a black guy. Wasted telling me.
Well, you know, he's but happy for you.
Isn't he such a women's lover? Kind of like Trump.
He
loves
is.
Women, respectfully so. I would love Trump to, like, grab me by the fucking pussy.
Just go for
I would
it,
love
right?
it, too. Watch both of his hands get filled up. His small hands. bigger than I thought. Yeah, I would like to see
but
that.
I get a lot of shit talking to from people.
That's another one I've seen that they said that you're the reason that Jim stopped doing Chip.
I love saw that one.
That makes me laugh.
It's funny because a lot recorded. Of these people will rot in hell and I'll like be in Valhalla just like fucking like smoking a joint, like jerking off.
No, but she would tell me like I would leave. And before they knew we were married, like I would just leave. I'm going to do Chip. And you would go, okay, I'll see you later. No, she didn't give a fuck.
Didn't she film all of the Chip stuff when
oh,
you were
in Montreal?
In
yeah,
Montreal?
She shot all
I
the Chip
I should have gotten
stuff.
Paid for that because it was awful.
You did get paid. You got rent.
I hated it.
We fought a couple times. We had to go to a
Literally,
park.
We fought. Like, I don't want to fucking film this fucking garbage.
She was embarrassed when Chip was doing What Exactly Is the Rain. She didn't want to film the music video.
No, that was fine.
No, but you were
But it was genuinely raining.
She
and
was
I'm like tranny with makeup in here. I'm like, I don't want to fucking film this shit.
Because Chip had his big hat on and was walking. And I'm like, come on, I need help here. Talking
like,
to her as
people,
me.
Like, I get so embarrassed quickly. Especially when it's out in public and he doesn't give a fuck. Like, he'll just film it.
It's there. What is the one that you did with Uncle Paul? You did like Uncle Paul skits.
In my bedroom.
Oh, with. Yeah. Yay. I thought you were a little girl.
That where you were getting arrested as Uncle Paul in public.
I love role playing with Uncle Paul.
Wait.
Is that part of
where
your
did I get arrested?
Yeah. Bedroom.
I did it with E-Rock was actually in a sketch. E-Rock played a cop. That was for a Vice sketch.
Yes.
He was?
But it never aired. Oh, I tactically made a mistake. I did 4 episodes for Vice.
Is he Bobo?
And 2 of them were, no. E-Rock used to be on the radio show.
You know E-Rock.
But I do know E-Rock. I did a podcast with him for 4 years.
I did 4 episodes. I did 2, an Uncle Paul sketch in 2 of them. And they were like, this is a bit much. They aired the Uncle Paul dating one, Uncle Mingle. But the Uncle Paul's like reality show audition was just, I look back at some of that stuff, I'm like, wow.
It's really funny.
I can't believe I thought that would fly.
It's really funny, though.
I have the footage. I'll show it to you sometime. It just wouldn't have flown. I mean, it was too rough. But there was no kids. There was no children at all. I made sure that there was no kids. It was all
that
implied.
That little asterisk that says no children were harmed in the making
yes.
of this.
Yes, but not even in the same scene. Like, you got to be careful with stuff like that. Like, it could only be shots of Uncle Paul.
Right.
But even with that, it was just too much. Why am I smiling? because I get to do a read for my pal, Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. Now, you might say, where is Nikki? Why are you in your house and not the Sword Fight studio? It's very simple. The day we got the ad didn't line up with the day we were taping the podcast. So I just did it in my house. I brought a whole crew in there. What an idiot who can't talk in here. And I decided to do it. You might say, why is my wife not with me? This is the truth. My wife has diarrhea. Do you know how happy I am to tell you that? And I want that to remain in. Steven Singer, you have got a diarrhea lady as part of your sponsorship program. Look, we love Steven Singer. He's not just in the jewelry business. He's in the love business. I fill up when I say that. You know, I was talking about Steven recently on my own podcast, legitimately saying that he is an honest guy. And to me, that's the most important thing you can do with a jeweler. You want an honest jeweler, somebody you can go to and you know that he's going to give you the truth, because they're like used car salesmen. No one trusts people in the jewelry business. I truly do trust Steven Singer. Look, he's been in the business for over 4 decades. He knew he could deliver better quality jewelry at the perfect price and treat people like friends, not paychecks. And that really is the truth. Steven Singer Jewelers, it's the love store. It's the place to buy real diamond jewelry for your real love. By the fact, I'm winking when I say that. If you hate my guts for that, you're not wrong. I hate myself, and so does Mike, who's looking at me. Steven Singer even lets you build an engagement ring unique to you, which is actually what I did. I took Nikki's directions, and I talked to Steven, and he literally knew exactly what I wanted. And it was a very easy process and a terrifying one. You select your metal type, your diamond shape, your carat weight, your finger size, and they'll curate the option for you without a hassle. He really, truly did it perfectly for us. No gotchas, no sales, no hassles, just easy and fun. The smartest way to buy jewelry and diamonds for the moments that matter the most. Real diamonds from a real jeweler that you honestly can trust. Call, chat, text, Zoom, visit his showroom, go online, go to IHateStevenSinger.com, the other corner, 8th and Walnut, if you're down in Philly. Walk in any time of the day. Steven is usually nude. Just walk right into the showroom, and you'll see Steven nude with his arms open. IHateStevenSinger.com, the most honest guy in the jewelry business.
I feel like as a comedian, you can't be self-conscious, right? Like, do you get self-conscious? Well, actually, I know sometimes you didn't like to ask certain people to come on Chip. Because you were embarrassed.
Yeah, it was humiliating. I mean, asking anybody to come on any podcast is like rough. You know how it is. Like, it sucks. Are you busy Tuesday? Ugh, it's fucking humiliating. But to say, can you come on Chip is just, especially guys like Nick DiPaolo.
Well, you had a good run.
Nick DiPaolo, maybe you were on when, it might have been Christina. Nick came on for like one episode, and I had like a sailor hat on. I made him wear a sailor hat. It was just, and he's just looking at me like,
makes me so happy.
He's looking at me like he's looking at Jim. Like Nick was
friends.
He was joking around and being talking to Chip, but I could see in his eyes he was looking at Jim. I was like, oh. So
there were a couple times where I was like, hey Jim, what about this person? And Jim's like, I don't want to ask.
Pete Davidson did an episode once, but he had to leave halfway through, and people thought he was mad. Like, I think he had an SNL. He was
didn't
on
he do like a song or something for you?
No,
I think so.
No.
Or like a happy birthday or something.
No, I did have other people do that though. Oh. Bert gave a great one.
That's awesome.
It was like for Chip's, like whatever. Who cares? I haven't
thought. So where are you at with Chip now? Is it a reunion about to happen? Could it happen?
I told Jim, when he's ready, let me know. And I'm driving my happy ass down here to record some Chip. I'd be pumped.
Yeah, I do. I miss it at times. Like, I like doing this.
I
like doing.
I get to see you more often.
Yes.
I like doing mine from home. I like doing this. But I do miss Chip sometimes. I just don't miss booking it.
Yeah.
I don't miss booking it. I don't miss going, hey, can you do... And then people complaining about the guests. It was like, I love when those girls would come on and they would give a lot of information about themselves and give things for Chip to run with.
Yeah,
but
I
then
also
people
enjoyed.
Like, why are you having girls? I'm like, I just fuck you.
Strippers. No, but like I keep telling people, like he's a female connoisseur and kind of like a tranny. Like he literally is like the guy bringing us females out there. You have female guests on your show, always with Chip. When it comes to trans people, he's like a god. Where is the respect? Where is the bowing down? I don't see any of these people bowing down for this transgender connoisseur. He should literally like be up here. Glad, hello.
I actually agree, but you know what?
Right?
It's so funny because I've seen people give Jim hate for calling him like trans hater and this and that.
Oh my God.
I'm like, do you?
Yeah. They must see my married life.
It's like literally, I've seen some people be like, oh, Jim is transphobic. Meanwhile, he married me. Like, are you shitting me?
Yes.
Like, why don't you shit in a bucket and eat it? Because it's literally insane. Like, oh, he's transphobic. Meanwhile, on your fucking marriage certificate, it says Nikki Norton. Like, why don't you literally go fuck yourself? I hate all these people.
I know. People,
they deserve a hit to the face.
But
actually,
you really do have to look at what Jim said. Is like, when you read the things people say, you're like, oh, they're fucking idiots.
They're wrong about so much.
They're wrong about everything. It's so funny.
Chronically online, just typing away their feelings and their emotions. And sometimes they're funny and I'll have a laugh. But when it's like people who are like, you're a disgusting transphobe, it's like, what are you like actually like
about?
How do you like living where you live? I mean, Zia moved, and like, do you like being further, or do you kind of, do you miss being close to the city, or do you actually like it? Because I was just talking to your husband before. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't be farther from the city. I have to be here.
I'm jealous.
It's
you're
a bit
not.
Of
you would hate it, love. You
no,
would
I
hate
wouldn't.
It
It's a bit of both. I really, really like how quiet and peaceful it is. Like, I kind of live in the middle of the woods, and it's amazing. Like, mm-hmm. I go to the store, and it takes me 6 minutes, and there's an empty parking lot every time
oh,
I go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's incredible. I run it. Like, it's nothing takes any time. It's beautiful. There's mountains. There's lakes. There's hiking. There's walking outside. And, like, growing up in Hawaii, you know, I'm so used to
you
being.
Did?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Hawaii.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I moved away. God, I think I was, like, 24 or 25 when I finally left.
Wait, so you lived in Hawaii your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's definitely
coconut drink,
all of it. It's Hawaii is a little bit more trash, I think, than some people realize.
They think it's all like Waikiki, and then it's like, no, there's like parts of Honolulu that's a city, and like,
well, and I'm not even from Honolulu. I'm from the Big Island, which is a few islands over.
So you're like an OG Hawaiian.
Yeah, like it's very, very local. And I was just talking to my sister about this the other day, because she's actually in prison on Oahu.
She's still in jail.
She's getting out soon.
How long has she been in?
4 years.
I remember you had no relationship with her. You didn't know where she was. So it's good you guys are talking.
Yeah, we're talking all the time. She's been on the run. I'm finally starting to hear these stories of stuff that she was doing while she was on meth, like out I didn't talk to her for
it's
years.
It's a great drug. I don't mind.
She seemed to have a lot of fun.
Wait, so you talk to her more like a lot now, and you know what she was up to?
I talk to her a lot.
That's
now.
Great.
She's starting to tell me stories. Like one of the times she got busted for a lot of stuff. I still haven't heard everything, but one of the times is it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and she was on high as fuck on meth,
mm-hmm.
and it was very, very foggy. And this was at one point. I mean, there are so many layers to this, but she was in Hawaii. My dad took her to California. She started stealing from my dad and threatening to beat my dad's wife up. So he sent her up to Oregon, and she's up in Oregon.
Out.
Yeah, totally nuts. So she's driving along in our grandma's van. And she thought, I guess she got very delusional when she was on these drugs. And she thought that it was the apocalypse and it was the end of the world.
Oh,
and
why
was,
do they always think that? Or like the tinfoil, so like
losing their minds, right? So she was like, okay, well, I have to like survive now. And the van that she was driving ran out of gas. And so she was like, well, I guess I'm just going to steal another car. So she's driving by a car dealership and she takes the van and drives it through the front glass into the car dealership. She couldn't get through the second set of doors, so instead of trying again, she drives across the street to another car dealership, manages to get through the glass in there, and I guess at some point the cop showed up while she was like trying to get another car.
Wait, is this at night? There was nobody in there. There was nobody in the store.
Nobody was in there.
Okay.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was closed. So that was just one of the crazy misadventures she's gone on.
But didn't she know that they don't just keep the keys there to drive out, or do they?
I think they do.
Oh.
I think she found some keys. I think. I'm going to have to ask her again, because this, when she was telling me the story, I was like, what? So, yeah. And then we literally had, there is this park called Kalakaua Park that I would go to as like a 13,
what's
14.
It called?
Kalakaua.
Kalakaua, see if it comes.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
See, this is why I miss Chip. But we literally called it Crack Park. because all the crackheads would hang out there.
I love that. I would love to go.
Yeah, 13, 14, just hanging out at Crack Park. It was great.
In regards to your sister, I am fucking sick up to here of the stigmatization of these meth people. Because everyone who's snorting coke, it's got 20% meth in it. Like, actively doing meth yourself, thinking you're high off of coke. Like, let's be fucking real. It's the meth that's getting you high, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like these meth heads deserve to at least get a little bit respect because they're doing probably one of the most heaviest drugs that's out there. And some do it in excellence. Some do it in excellence. And I don't want to hear like, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing. She's fucking crazy. Like, no, people can actually snort light meth and sleep, skin perfect, teeth insane. I'm all about people who can do meth and like control themselves.
Do you like hearing somebody convince themselves that they can start doing meth?
Jim's like,
uh-oh. Oh, no. Jim, I can do a little bit of meth.
Let's not pretend like Shelley Duvall wasn't on meth like as she was shooting. Like, let's not pretend. Like, it's a drug that's supposed to be taken. I don't do meth. I've never done meth.
I've never done meth either. Drugs were never my thing. Yeah. But I think that's how my sister started, actually, was coke. And then one time she snorted what she thought was coke, but it was not coke. It was meth. And then that was the slow descent into stealing guns and cars.
So she was really a fucking... Where is she in jail? She was a baller.
Oh, yeah.
Where is she in jail?
She's in jail on Oahu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
But now, how come not Oregon?
So that was just one of the things that happened. Then she got, I don't know, at some point I'm going to have to ask her if she remembers like how all of this connected. But she was in Oregon. Then she got sent back to Hawaii. And then that's where she got arrested for something else. And then was also, I guess, I don't know if Oregon talked to Hawaii and was like, these are our charges. And like put them in with whatever the fuck was going on. But she ended up in jail. Then she was released to go to rehab. But she took off from rehab after like a couple days. And then that's when she was on the run for a while.
How long was she gone?
Like a couple years.
Oh, it was a while.
Do you talk to her? Are you guys in touch?
We were very, very, very close growing up because our mom died when we were young. Mm. And our dad is our dad. I love him, but, you know.
But isn't like when things like that happen and you're still sisters, I'm like, yeah, okay, did meth, stole a car, so what? Like, don't you feel like you're still like this? Like,
no,
close?
I love my sister. I'm hoping so much that she can stay clean. And I told her, call me every day if that's what it takes.
I love that. And that's really what humanity is about because I've seen people, you know how people are. Mm-hmm. Some are snobbish, more snobbish than others. And they're like, oh, they're doing heroin. I can't talk about that. My best friend in Norway is in full heroin. I mean, she's off it now.
Oh,
but
good.
I would never, I mean, think to not talk to this person anymore who's been my best friend and my sister in a way.
Yeah.
I would never cut them out because they were to do meth or heroin.
Yeah. You still let them in your house. You can hang out. You can talk to them and help
that
them.
That can be debatable.
Yeah,
but like,
don't let them in your house.
I would never exit myself off the...
Yeah, you can talk to them. Yeah. Just don't let them...
Well,
they steal.
That is.
Don't let them in the jewelry box. Tranny diamonds and jewels and all that. Don't.
Yeah, there's
don't.
Giant rings in there.
I'm a ring size 7. Fuck off.
Is that big?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that standard size?
Are you 6?
4.5.
Oh my God, Sia, you're making me look like this brute. Like,
well, I'm a fucking hobbit. I'm like 5'2".
No, you are actually shorter than I thought you would be.
I'm really small.
Like a doll.
Yay. 4.5 size little fingers.
Uncle Paul would be really upset with this, though.
Yeah, why?
Not jailbaited.
No.
He could look at mine.
Yeah, exactly.
You have boobs. Like, I see very...
No.
Yes, you do. Like, see
it's
very,
a push-up bra.
Yeah. Push-up bras for the win.
I was like, I'm thinking, like, if Sia's going to come on, let me just push these little babies.
Hey, yeah. Look.
It was a whole thing this morning. We have a whole pulley system going.
Wait. Like fucking piece of garbage.
I'm glad
everyone
you're
who thinks that I hate Chip, fuck you twice. But like, I don't hate
her
Chip.
Doing her. She Nikki wants to do Chip, and she wants me to do it, and she'll be on
an
episode. But all she would be doing
it.
Is Chip. Like I'm like, it wouldn't work because all you would be doing is wait, you fucking piece of wait
fucking.
That's what it would be. It would
your fucking boobs crazy.
Yeah, see that's
huge tits.
That's what the whole episode would be.
That's fantastic.
Chip trying to control Jim's
yeah,
wife.
I keep telling Jim, you have to amp it up. You have to do something different. Where's the segments? Where's, you know, like.
Well, you don't have any segment ideas. She'll say, where's the segments? And I'm like, what? Where's your segment ideas? And she'll just be like, I'm going to go smoke. And she doesn't have any segment ideas.
We did at one point, I remember. We got no takers. Shocking, I know. We did
That's
try
right.
to get a butthole judging contest going.
What was the... We
or
wanna,
no, I'm sorry, not butthole. It was...
Ugliest something?
No. What is it called? Hemorrhoids.
Oh. You have the most
hemorrhoids.
Roids or something?
Yes.
A woman with the most roids and no one enters? but then again, why would I think a woman would humiliate herself for $50 from Chip?
She didn't have to show her face.
That's a good point.
We could have done it. I put an ad up on Craigslist and it got taken down.
Yeah, they probably figured it was a...
Did it really?
It was, I think, for like a half an hour, and then they took it down, and I was like, well, there goes that.
And Lainey can get you anybody, and Lainey couldn't even help. I forgot
yes,
Chip wanted to do
that. Isn't she the porn?
She's a publicist.
Person who can get the filthiest of the nasty kind.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, she had some good ladies.
She had a lot of great ones. She represents non-porn people, too, but with porn, she knows everyone, and she gets anyone.
Yeah.
She's a good publicist.
She's great.
But she would get us all our guests.
Yeah.
You are like enthralled in the porn world. Like whether you like it or not, you're integrated in that world till you die. So am I.
I guess a little bit, right? Like it's when you cam or when you do OnlyFans or anything like that. And then you meet a lot of girls in the industry. And I will say, when you're outside of it versus when you're in it, there are a lot of misconceptions that you have. Like I know a lot of people in porn who are just the most regular ass people you'll ever know.
Yeah. They're normal.
Yeah.
I wore booty shorts, and I would clench my butt out when I was in high school.
That's
and that was
fantastic.
Acceptable in Norway because we don't have dress code.
They
so.
Do it here, too. They do it here,
Wait,
too. Short shorts.
They do. You're right. They do.
Yeah. The kids. That's why I moved next to a high school.
No, so when I was in, when I was like 15, 16, and I was in high school, I was like full-on slut. Like just... Fuck me, just I would need to get fucked.
Wow, so there's no dress code in Norway, though.
Oh, no, I was wearing booty shorts with half my butt out.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
You see a lot, this is another thing you see a lot online, like, oh, you're an OnlyFans girl, you're never going to find someone to marry you, you're going to be alone with cats, oh, you're trans, what guy's actually going to want to date a trans guy?
Mm-hmm.
A fuck ton. A lot.
Yeah.
Like, people for some reason think that there's no one out there that likes this specific thing because they don't like it. I gotta stay off Twitter.
Do you get a lot of rescuers? Do you get guys that are like, I'll take you away, I'll rescue you, like Doug Bell?
I was just gonna say, like some Doug Bell.
Yeah. Do you get those guys who are like, I'll take you away from this?
No, thankfully no. But I do get people who will. My favorite was recently. They accidentally complimented me, and I was like, oh, thank you. That made me feel so good. But basically, along the lines of. You need to get married and have kids because this isn't sustainable once you're not in your 20s anymore.
Oh, that felt good,
yeah,
right?
I was like, thank you.
Yeah. You've been out of my 20s for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you that, though. Also, I am married, and I do not want children. So.
Isn't it funny how they got it all wrong?
But do you have, like, one of those top clients that are just, like three, like, top clients who are just, like, personal? They pay, you know?
There are some people that I'm... The fact that people want to support my – and not even just on my OnlyFans. Like, that's one thing. I stream three nights a week on YouTube, and I'm literally in a fucking – what is it called? Like a plastic golem mask and a bikini doing golem poses and
I love it.
Saying filthy hobbitses.
Do they like – is that a turn-on?
A little bit of ASMR in there.
No, I don't even think this is a turn-on. They think I'm an idiot, but they love me for it.
They think it's fun, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just for, like, these are people that are supporting me doing the most ridiculous fucking content, and they're the most wonderful people.
And they're tipping, and they're – yeah.
Yeah,
they're engaging. They're kind of part of, like, the party that you set up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they're part of it, like, because it's what you do in the end of the day. My top three was Saudi Prince –
Oh my God.
He would drive many hours to send me money because it would be haram to like do it in his workplace.
Wow.
Thousands of dollars.
I can't air it.
And then I had a rapper who died who wanted to fuck me. I'm not going to say his name because I would never do that.
Okay, wow.
But, and then I had...
It wasn't Tupac. She wasn't born yet. No. Biggie or Tupac.
If it was Tupac, you wouldn't be married to her.
And then there was a Brazilian businessman.
That's amazing. I've heard about those Saudi princes. I don't know if you guys know who Dr. Disrespect is. He streams like Warzone. Mm-hmm. But there's this...
It's a game?
Yeah, it's a video game online. And actually, we watch a lot of Dr. Disrespect, and I got to tell you, he is very reminiscent of Chip. It makes me laugh sometimes.
Sounds awesome. He must have a giant pekka.
He has a huge pekka and a big following. Like, literally, he spits sometimes. He does the spit
thing.
What
is he on pills?
No, he's just doing this crazy character. He's like an 80s action movie guy that takes... himself very seriously and thinks he's really cool, and he's got this mullet wig on.
That's very chippish.
Very chip-like. The character is very chip-like.
I'm surprised nobody accused me of stealing it from him. You got that from Dr. Disrespect.
I'm pretty sure you've been doing it for longer.
I don't know who he is.
I'm going to start that rumor just being on here.
It's so crazy how people will think that I got the idea. No, I didn't. I didn't watch someone else and come up with this nonsense.
No.
I would have come up with a more successful thing if I did.
Actually, the first time I farted in front of Jim, it was in Iceland, and it was a loud fart. It was when I was watching Chip. When he had, like, cancer or something.
Oh, no.
In the back of the car.
I mean, I've
I laughed so loud I couldn't. It just exited my body. Like the shelf in the Icelandic hotel room was just like shaking.
I remember this. Oh, it was in Iceland. It was our next to the last day.
Great.
We were in a nice 5-star hotel, and it was during the laugh. I think I was leaving that day actually, or that night. We left like a day apart because of our flight. Yeah.
Is that how you know it's true love? You can fart in front of them and it's still...
I think so.
Yeah, right? And the fact that I still called her. But that was new. That was 2017, August of 2017.
Oh, wow.
I remember the trip, not the fart. Like, I don't remember. I didn't log in. That's when she farted. But I remember that was when the trip was. It was August of 2017. We went to Iceland.
True love.
That's true love. Mm. If a guy calls you after you rip a mean one, you know they really like you.
Yeah, you can't, but it also opens the door for me. And it's like, you've made a grave judgment error. You've made a mistake.
I remember some old Opie and Anthony clips of Jim farting in studio.
Oh, it's the best. It's so freeing.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah, like, no one likes it.
He'll do it now and it's not funny now. Like,
no, but it is to me. Like, we have differing opinions on what's funny.
Yeah,
I think it's hilarious.
Like, he'll literally like fart in front of the maid. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
you just wanted to see you had a maid. You're just flexing.
I was going to say you have a maid. Fancy.
She just wanted to flex that she had a maid. You know, because no one lives above us, he'll fart. Yeah, we know you're in the top floor.
Oh, that was another rumor that people thought I shot all my content at your apartment. That was another one.
We had talked about doing something with Chip, like a very funny thing with Chip during a shoot, which actually would have been a funny interruption and reveal. But no, Zia's never shot at my house.
I've never been
You've never
to
been
your
in my
house.
House.
I know.
Really?
I've never been. He's invited me over to meet you many times.
To that
and
party we
never...
had you were invited to and whatever reason you couldn't.
We had already moved up and we were just still getting settled in.
Oh, you were
and
still
yeah, we hadn't even like unpacked and I was exhausted. I was like, ugh.
If you want to take a girl's day or like a night, you can come over and I can fix your bed. We can
love
do jacuzzi.
That.
You can borrow my makeup and perfume.
Okay, you can help me put makeup on good because
I would love to do your makeup.
You're watching two 13-year-old girls. You know, and if the old man's away,
thank you.
I'll do your makeup and we can put on try each other's bras on.
Well,
I would. The guest room is not great. It's okay. It's an office with a pull out couch. It's not.
No, it's very nice. It has views to the Chrysler and Empire State. It just has to be remodeled, and I can, you know, it would look amazing. I would fix it for you.
The couch is great.
Say, it's the fact that you're like in a penthouse apartment, and you're like, look, the guest room isn't that nice.
No, it's nice, but it's like meaning I it's my office too, so yeah. I have too much like I have all the unopened Kiss
I'm
posters.
I'm planning like where to put like my drag queen ottomans when he dies.
Hopefully soon. We both
velour couches and
that is a velour. Oh no,
ottomans. It is velour.
I have a very nice couch in that office, and it's a pull out to a queen bed. It's great.
That's nice.
It's not a giant room, and the closets are full of Kiss stuff, so there's no room to put
it's
bedding.
It's a beautiful apartment. I feel blessed, but I miss the farm life.
Yeah, you grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
What was that like? What kind of animals did you have?
Horses and dogs and chickens and sheep and cow.
That's awesome.
And one cow? You said and cow.
And one cow. Hey, what's the family cow?
I didn't know you could put rings on hooves. But then again, you don't wear rings. So.
No, I don't. I mean, you got it.
Have you? You've been to her family farm in Norway?
Not the farm.
Not the farm.
I think it was sold.
Oh, okay.
But I saw her stepfather still has horses.
Well, it was kind of a farm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I the place where they just
like
moved out from.
Like a horse house.
Mm-hmm. I was at the I watched him running his stallion and. Yeah, it was nice. I mean, it was a good amount of property.
So also, it's just like, you know, when we did porn and start that, mm-hmm. it's kind of like you're opening, because you're from Hawaii, which is kind of remote. Like, who the fuck, like, you know, people vacation there, but like.
It's very remote. Yeah, it's
you
definitely.
You open the international door with your pussy. Right?
You know what? Yeah. We're really connecting people through horniness. So I think it's actually quite
it's
nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
I think it's wonderful. It's definitely not something I ever saw myself doing, any of this.
I remember when you started, you were hesitant. You're like, I'm not sure if I should do it.
I was worried.
Yeah. But in this day and age, no one cares. Like, there's a million people doing
it.
No one's shocked by it.
Everything gets washed out. AI is taking over.
Absolutely.
Show your pussy. It truly does not matter.
It really doesn't. And all of the repercussions that you think are going to happen, it's just these fears in your head and you realize none of it.
Right.
None of it comes to pass.
I mean, Karen Feehan shows her pussy.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Karen doesn't give a
shit. I've shown my shit. Like, no one cares.
It's true. And you know what? Actually, Karen was one of the people that kind of made me feel more comfortable doing it because she really doesn't care.
I love
her.
She doesn't care. She's fucking pussy out, hole out.
Oh, yeah.
And she showed the middle finger at the same time. She doesn't give a fuck. I love Karen Feehan.
She also, I don't know if you guys have been following her ass journey, but she's been doing some real work on that butt.
Girl, her ass looks amazing. Oh, yeah. I see that. Is fucking incredible. Have you seen her abs too?
Yes.
I mean, wow. She does that sauna shit. I don't know what she's doing,
but it works. The red,
oh yeah,
this red
she
sauna.
She looks fucking amazing.
Which I kind of want to try. I keep seeing ads, people wearing these like weird red masks. It's supposed to be good for your skin.
Does he have
Doesn't
one of those?
He have great skin?
He has great. I've told him this before.
He's
pretty sure.
50, what, six?
Yes.
Can you believe it?
No, I mean.
Yes.
I mean, literally, I feel like I was saying this recently, that when Jim and I talk, we're gabbing like a couple of ladies where we talk about our skincare routines. I started using SkinCeuticals because
Isn't
of
it great?
You. It's fantastic.
Me too. And I had never heard of it before. SkinCeuticals? What's that cheap shit? And then I look, oh, wow, it's expensive.
It's really nice. And I started using it because of Jim. He's like, oh, this is what I use.
It works very well. La Mer is overrated. I mean, I would use it, but I think it's very overrated.
Yeah, Cher said she uses La Mer on her toes.
On her toes?
Yeah, she's a cunt.
She has a lot of fucking money. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a waste.
Or maybe it was the drag queen Cher.
No, it was Cher.
Oh, okay.
I think so. But it would be funny if it was a drag queen and you've been accusing Cher of it for all these years. It's a fucking drag queen.
I don't know. So, yeah. Does it matter?
No. As long as I want to get that red... I want to get that red mask.
The red light mask. I have one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Does it help?
Work?
I think so. I don't know. Maybe. It's hard to tell.
But they're
you
like $500, no?
It depends. There's different priced ones. Mm. I got one on sale for like two, I want to say.
200?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I've been looking for stuff like that.
I'll send you the link of the one I got. And then you can like, the reviews are good. It's
on Amazon, I can buy it. I love Amazon.
I want to say yes. I'm pretty sure I got off Amazon.
It looks claustrophobic.
And a lot of these people who tell me because I got it from Amazon, like such as this and that, and they're like, oh, you're ghetto Amazon. And it's like, no, Amazon has a lot of the good shit. Like if you want to buy expensive bras, I have a trick. Because I only buy like $200 plus bras. If you go on Amazon, you can search up the brand and then you can go price lowest. And then you go like, you have to tweak the settings and all these designer bras will pop up for like $15, $20,
shit.
$25.
This is like the Amazon version of Canal Street. Is that where you go to get all the bags?
It's all real.
It's all real stuff. That's actually amazing.
And it's sold by Amazon. See, I only buy shit that's sold by Amazon.
Okay. Yeah.
He orders shit like an old man. He's like, it's coming from China. Like, he doesn't even look who the seller is. It just
I really
comes
don't.
From this shit place. And it takes fucking like a month till it's there. And I'm like, Jim, you have to put like ship Amazon.
Yeah. Well, I don't care.
Yes. Like, my babbling, I'm sorry.
Yes.
But like Amazon is, I love Amazon. It's
no,
amazing. I buy there from
every, I like fucking Amazon.
I'm on Amazon every day. Like Victoria's Secret, ship Amazon. Ship.
I do like Amazon. I do have an Amazon wish list. And
right?
It's full of bikinis and all kinds of
stuff. I love, like,
but
Amazon.
I think we've established in the country that Amazon is good.
Fucking, like, they don't have that shit in Norway. Like, fucking, like, oh, no, I send from Germany. Fuck you. Like, they don't have anything.
You guys don't have Amazon in Norway?
No.
They're very backwards country people.
We drive the most Teslas in the world, though.
Okay. All right. Are you guys liking what Elon Musk is doing?
I love Elon Musk. I think he is such a cutie. And, like, literally, he is the world's richest man. And he's kind of like a semi-troll, which is like, the internet should fucking love this 4chan type of behavior. Meanwhile, he's like, no, fuck Elon Musk. And it's like, all you fucking young people, how about fuck you? Like, he's the richest man in the fucking world, and he's trolling around. Like, how are you as an internet fucking, like, you're just crumbling. Like, you're online on the internet. You ought to fucking bow down to fucking Elon Musk, richest man in the world, flying people to space.
I just realized that those are all dollar bills on your body.
Yeah.
I never recognized
them. Are they hundreds?
How long has she had this sweater that you're just realizing?
I literally just
for the first
now.
Time.
Oh, this is, okay.
But you've been wearing it for an hour, and I just looked at the sleeve and saw that there's $100 bills on it.
Trying to be cute.
You look very cute, and I love the little fuzz on it. Right. We're going to hug. Yay.
I love Sia. I'm going to bring her home like a little pinup doll.
You smell really good. Sorry.
I used Santa Maria Novella. He got it for me.
It smells delightful.
Is it?
It's been around since like 1600s.
It smells really good.
That bottle.
This should be a girls podcast.
Yes, it should.
Jim is like, why did I come here today?
With Nikki and Sia.
Yeah, well, please feel free. I'd be delighted to not have to come here anymore. Be very happy.
What were we talking about? Was I just yapping my ass
off? I mean,
off?
You
I'm
would just
so
it was.
Sorry.
I had to literally hide the bottle. Hey, fucking Amazon. I mean, they ship it right to your house.
I found this on though.
I mean, you're not wrong. It did get us all through the fucking pandemic.
What?
It did get us through the pandemic.
Amazon and Chip, that's all you need to get you through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
you,
all that
you made
shit.
Me miss Chip when we talk about it.
I love Chip.
You do make me miss it a little bit. Like, I would do it again.
Do like a limited run.
That's what I thought of doing, like a 10-episode run or a 15-episode run.
Yeah.
I just don't know where I would tape it. I don't know where I would release it.
This is a nice studio.
You'll find it out.
But it would have to look different than this. It couldn't be this.
Yeah, it can't be all the same thing.
No, and that's why I'm doing the other one from home. I just don't want it to be the same look. It's got to be different.
Yeah, it would have to be different.
You know what I would love to see is Chip doing Man on the Street style stuff.
Oh, I love that.
That would be hilarious. Just watching Chip. You know where I think I saw that? Chip did
Comic-Con.
Yes.
But I was humiliating because I used to do it like just looking like this. And I can't do that anymore. I can't do Chip as me anymore. It's too embarrassing. It's humiliating.
You should have dressed up as Blank Man.
No, it's just too many people like recognize me. They would just recognize me as Chip. It was just, I would be going, how you doing? And they'd be like, hey, Jim. I'm like, oh, fucking embarrassing. Like, at least in the wig, you're obviously in a character. But when you walk up as you and do it, which I used to.
It took me a year to understand Chip.
She hated Chip at
first. Once I did, it's kind of funny.
Once you get it, it's in there.
She didn't like it at first.
No.
What else are you doing when you're here? I know you're doing, by the time this airs, you probably would have done it. Lewis and Zach's.
Mm-hmm.
What is their
Lewis
podcast?
Tomorrow. It's just Real Ass Podcast, but they rebranded it to Zach Lewis
Amico?
And Zach. Yeah, Zach Amico.
I love Zach Amico.
He's so fucking funny.
But what was so it? Good. Real Ass Podcast was Lewis and who?
Lewis and Zach.
Oh, it was?
It was just both of them. Yeah, they just renamed it and rebranded it.
How'd they rename it?
They just changed it to Lewis and Zach, I think because of YouTube. Because YouTube is an actual bitch.
They are the...
Really? Like, do you get, like, shit for it? Like, you have to put down a video or, like, not monetize it or something?
Yes, all the time.
Why? Because you're
the word ass is in it.
All kinds of stuff. Because the word ass is in it. And
really?
Yeah, so they will, like, suppress your views. They don't show your stuff to people. They put age restrictions on shit all the time. Which... in itself is fucking irritating because there's already and I'm swearing up a storm, which
means
you guys probably I'm sorry.
Cursing's fine.
No, like I
it's only the first few minutes.
Crazy.
We can't have Fox in the first couple minutes.
Really?
The C bomb she dropped. I'll have to cut out a few things.
It's such a big company.
It's a big company, but they already have YouTube Kids, so I don't know this weird obsession that they have with keeping YouTube.
It's advertisers. It's advertisers.
Mm. So sick of advertisers.
Yeah, I know. God. So wait, so they just call Lewis and Zach. Mm-hmm. Is their stuff monetized? Sorry, this is not interesting to anybody out there, but I'm just curious.
I think it is. I think it's monetized. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. They have their Gas Digital network.
They
as
were
well.
Accusing us. There was a video we tried to promote. Because I'm like, this is not getting the views it should. and it accused it disapproved the ad, and it said that we were election advertising. I'm like, what?
Oh God!
Yeah. So there's stupid. Nothing political about this podcast. We're not election advertising, but you're just fighting a bot that goes through it and picks out keywords.
Yeah.
And then there's just no real people. It's very frustrating.
It's super frustrating, exactly. It's just AI, same thing. They'll be like, oh, this is sexual content. And sometimes I'm just sitting there. I'm just sitting.
But they don't ban you, though.
No, I haven't been banned.
No, but I understand why people are so... I get why people are so panicky on YouTube and so, like, people are like, why are they taking the words out? Because you don't make money if you don't.
Yeah.
They just run over you and they demonetize. There's no one to talk to.
But it's like the biggest company in the world.
Well, that's why. Mm-hmm. They don't care about individual people.
No.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
OnlyFans is my biggest moneymaker. And then YouTube is actually... It's been really... Really pretty decent. I have to save up for a fucking hernia surgery. So,
what were you lifting?
I was doing deadlifts. I have three hernias. I'm just full of holes. My guts are trying to escape my body.
Wait, do you have like those visible hernias on you or no?
I can see. You can see two of them. One of them you can't really see.
Mm-mm. No, it's a hernia from lifting something.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I like lifting weights. You know, I've been doing it for a long time. My dad was a bodybuilder. It's just kind of part of my life.
So you got a hernia. Don't you wear the belt?
I have three. I don't
Spoken like a true non-man. Don't you wear the belt? What a pussy. What a non-man way that was to ask. So how did you know? Did you know immediately you had a hernia?
So two of them I had no idea about. One of them I just was like, what is this weird bulge? And then one is in my belly button and it just sticks out. And a doctor was like, oh, yeah, that's a hernia. She goes, if it doesn't hurt you, don't do
How
anything.
Big is it?
It's small. It's like it's not that big.
But you can feel it.
No, you can just see it. See right there.
Can I feel it?
Yeah. No, it's in my belly button right there. That's a hernia.
Oh.
So smooth, Sia.
Thank you.
Moisturize?
Yeah, all the time. That's dry here.
So what do you have
to... I mean, wow, amazing skin. Who cares about the hernia?
Well, it's bad. You got to get it fixed.
Well, I have an inguinal one that I have to get fixed.
What's an inguinal one?
I call it my linguine hernia, and it's just right in here.
Oh.
You can't see it. This is the one you can't see.
Does it hurt?
That one hurts.
You aren't just like a showgirl. Like, you ought to be in the most exclusive club, just go-go dancing and making hundreds of dollars.
Can I, like...
Seriously.
She just compliments me all the time. This is amazing. This is what I need to counteract the internet.
Smooth skin, gorgeous skin.
Look at this.
Funny.
So wait, what about the hernia?
I love it.
What do they have to do to fix the hernia?
It's just a tear. They push your organ back inside. They sew it up and they reinforce it with some...
Your organ fell out with a mesh?
Yeah, it's poking out. I got an organ poking out.
Ugh.
It's fucking gross.
You have a hernia. You fucking dick.
I have fucking three of them. Your dick.
It was supposed to be a joke. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
I didn't think it was bad.
I liked it.
I married Chip.
Thanks. I'm actually way more hilarious than any of these comedians.
that's the secret to the podcast.
My favorite comedians: Karen Feehan,
love her.
Bob Kelly,
love him.
Rich Voss,
I hate all three.
Can I say my favorite of them all? Phil Salmon.
You don't know Phil. She loves Phil Salmon.
He is my favorite comedian.
You don't like Colin?
I love Colin.
See,
I was gonna say Colin.
Colin is, you know what I love about Colin? He's such a fucking sweetheart because he remembers things about you. I didn't expect him to remember who I am.
Do you remember that you're from Hawaii?
He remembered that I'm from Hawaii.
Of course.
And then he told me that he's like, if you're going to write anything, write 5 minutes of OnlyFans material. He's like, that's what's going to kill. He's like telling me about stuff that we talked about months before.
He's a sweetheart.
Wait, you and I talked about that. I'm remembering a conversation we had about 3 years ago or 2 years ago where you were going to do stand-up.
Yeah.
You were going to try it and you were going to write material. What happened?
I started writing material. I got scared. Doing stuff online when you're sitting by yourself, even though there are hundreds of people watching, it's just very different than doing it when people are actually physically
where were you gonna do it
at you.
You were at the stand.
There's just probably an open mic night somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You should do it and film it for your OnlyFans, like something that's, this is the first time I'm doing this, it might be awful,
it's gonna be terrible,
but it might not be. I mean, some people do well in the, but it's still funny to
comedy
do
comedy and stripping.
No, you wouldn't strip, you would just
I could.
Why
just get
would you
naked.
Do it on your OnlyFans then, stupid?
Because
to not be funny.
No, but
am
people
I being rude? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Maybe people would like it.
I think you should do it.
You know, what's that one cock that was like passing the road?
All right, you're drunk. Anyway, this was a great episode. Zia,
love you. You are amazing, and I had so much fun with Zia.
Zia Land. Yeah, I've been wanting you to come for a while. I'm glad you could finally do it.
Me too.
Zia Land is that OnlyFans Zia Land?
Yep, OnlyFans, pretty much everywhere.
Everything is Zia Land. Isn't it great no one's taken that on Twitter or anything? It's all yours.
It's awesome, because who the fuck's named Zia except for a bunch of random Chinese women?
But I hate you.
Me how?
If I talk text you and I say Zia, it still doesn't know that it's a fucking X.
Do you guys know that I speak Mandarin?
Do you really fluently?
I do.
Can you say a sentence in Mandarin?
Ni hao.
Was that a real
language? No, it's just drunken nonsense.
I can speak.
This was great.
Chinese.
Goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.